This episode has been previously shared on the DCO Discourse podcast and may contain information from a year ago or longer. We have chosen to reshare this recording as it was impactful when first uploaded and may be helpful to new listeners or as a reminder to longtime listeners.
This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Plant, and I am the Program Manager at Distress and Crisis Ontario. Thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. Today, I would like to welcome back a reoccurring guest, my daughter.
Hello.
As usual, I will not be sharing her name to protect her privacy, but I'm grateful to have her join me again. This week, she and I will be talking about gender roles, bodily autonomy, and her thoughts on Roe v. Wade. My daughter will be starting grade 7 in the fall, so these conversations seem more important than ever to me as her mom. So to start us off today, what do you think of when I say the words gender roles?
Well, initially, I think of the olden days when women stayed home and cleaned and cooked and took care of the children, etc. And the boys went out and got an income for their family and hunted and just did a whole bunch of the outdoorsy stuff that the women were not supposed to do. So if I elaborate on my idea of gender roles, I think more that there are some things that people think that men are only allowed to do and some things that women are only allowed to do, which I don't think should be okay. But yes, so that's my initial thought on gender roles.
So you mentioned there kind of what gender roles have been in the past. What are some gender roles that you think still exist now?
That the men go and play like a whole bunch of the sports and stuff. And I know there are women teams, but I feel like the women's teams aren't like broadcasted as usual, because everyone's talking about like the men's hockey and like the Toronto Maple Leafs, but like what about the women's hockey teams and the women's like baseball teams, if that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good example. Yeah. So have you spoken about things like this at school or thought about the importance of gender roles in society?
Yeah. So for first term, that was a lot of what we covered in our English class and health class of stereotypes and roles in society, just in general. And we had a huge discussion about what everyone thought some of like the gender roles were and everyone's feelings and if there were any like personal connections. And surprisingly, pretty much everyone raised their hand for personal connections in grade 6, which kind of scared me that they were already introduced to some.
Mm-hmm. So how does it make you feel when gender stereotypes have an impact on you or someone around you?
Well, as I previously just said, it kind of frightens me that people are only limited due to stereotypes, because it stops some things that they're allowed to do due to other people's just opinions, not the actual matter.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like men being nurses. I know that's a big thing, that people don't think men should be nurses, that it's just like a girl's job, and like men in swimming or dancing, stuff like that, or women as like carpenters and in construction sites just in general. Mm-hmm. But I think that some people would like to do stuff that's not just their gender thing.
So if we get a little bit more personal with that, I know something that we talked about during the year and that we mentioned when talking about doing this podcast, is that an example of that happening for you kind of throughout the year was in like relation to sports, and specifically there was soccer, baseball,
yeah,
that you really liked to play at recess, and you were like the only girl that played. So how did that kind of impact how much you wanted to play, what it was like when you were playing, like that kind of stuff?
Well, I really enjoyed soccer, baseball. It's one of the few sports that I played a lot during our recess time and physical education. And yeah, as you said, I was like one of two girls who played. And every time, didn't matter on the boys' level of skill, but they were always picked first. And it was always the two girls who were left. And it just annoyed me because they weren't picking due to skill. They were picking due to friends and, like, gender, which didn't make sense to me. So,
Did that get better at all throughout the year, or was that pretty consistent for the entire year? And it didn't really matter that you proved that you were a good player?
Well, sometimes they were like, yeah, you're a good player, but we need someone who's good at batting. But then they'd pick someone who wasn't actually good at batting. And then, or pitching, or outfield. But, like, the two girls, me included, were good at some of the things that they needed, but just wouldn't pick us. And so through the year, they would explain themselves more, but it wouldn't impact their choices of players.
That sounds like it would be very frustrating.
It was.
So to kind of change the direction of the conversation here a little bit, do you know what bodily autonomy is?
I feel like I've heard that, but please elaborate.
So bodily autonomy, in its most simple explanation, is the right to make decisions about your own body and not have other people make choices for you. So an easy example of that is a woman deciding for herself whether or not she wants to have kids and not having, say, her partner, her parents, pressures from society, that kind of thing, making that decision for her, which I think is one of those things that a lot of people still struggle with. In the case of kind of another example that you're probably familiar with is the right to choose whether or not to be vaccinated, or if that's something that people should be able to tell you you have to do, whether that's COVID vaccination, other vaccinations, whatever. All of those things are kind of related to bodily autonomy. And I ask this question because you and I have spoken a little bit about what's going on in the U.S. right now with the conclusion of Roe v. Wade and how this impacts women's choices surrounding abortion and kind of that loss of bodily autonomy and the right to decide for themselves whether or not they can get an abortion. So how do you feel about this whole situation?
Well, that is quite a diverse answer of mine, but simply... I feel as though women should still have that choice of keeping their children, because there are some scenarios where that's really the only choice that they have. If it's a health problem where the doctor said they wouldn't be able to survive through birth, or whether they are not stable financially, or whether they just are too young and have other stuff going on, that they just don't feel as though they can properly handle or manage their children, or properly feed or anything support like that, them. Support them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like they should have that option, that they don't have to have this child, because that there is just pressure because they've taken that choice away from them in numerous states.
So to kind of connect that with what we were talking about beforehand, what do you think about the fact that of the five Supreme Court justices who did vote in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade, four of those were men?
Well, it makes me feel that they don't actually understand the outcome that this would create towards a whole bunch of women that would need abortion in those states. And if those men fully understood, then I'm not sure why they would vote it illegal, because I feel as though it is something that needs to like be legal everywhere, not just in some states. And in my opinion, it seems unfair that men get to make that decision for all women in those states.
So what would you do, or how would you feel if you lived in a state where abortion was now banned? And I know that you're not at an age where that's something that you're really actively thinking about, but if this was something that you knew could impact your friends, your family, your loved ones, or you in a few years down the road?
Well, I would try to leave whatever state it was banned in. If I don't have enough money, then that might be a bit of a problem. But I would probably seek help in different states. Or if I had no other option, I would commit the pregnancy and then I would just put the child up for adoption if I did not feel as though I could be a parent or financially stable or anything like that.
So how do you feel about kind of the people that don't have those options though? So if you are somebody who can't afford to go to another state, if you're somebody who can't afford to take time off of work to go through childbirth and the recovery stages, because as much as I understand that what you're saying in terms of kind of keeping the baby anyways and then putting it up for adoption, you still have to navigate those last few weeks of pregnancy where you really can't work or do much. And those first few weeks of recovery where no matter what, you kind of have to take about 6 weeks off of work. And what if you genuinely can't afford to do that?
Then I'm not sure.
So how does that make you feel that there are people out there who this really just has the potential to really change their lives completely?
It makes me sad and a little bit mad that decision was made in the first place. But yeah, I don't know.
So do you think it's important that we talk about these things?
Yeah, so that everyone knows that it's, in some people's opinions, not a good thing. But it's also important that we know why people did these things. But I feel like we talk about this to help some people in those scenarios that could need some of these ideas or could actually need to seek help and just have it help them.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't already talked about?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today, kiddo. It's been nice talking about this with you.
You're welcome.